very hard to leave Eretz Yisrael. It's very good to be back with the Beth Abraham family. The end of Parashas Yisro is so focused, our attention is drawn to the lightning rod that is Aseres HaDibros. But it's fascinating to look at what comes after the Aseres HaDibros. And in particular, there's a pasuk that the Gemara understands, both in Avodah Zarah and Rosh Hashanah, is telling us two dinim in a single pasuk. Lo sausun iti, lo hechesev lo zahav lo sasu lachem. Torah says not to make with me, don't make Avodah Zarah. Don't make Avodah Zarah of silver, out of gold. And while the pasuk sounds like it's merely talking about the Easter of making Avodah Zarah, the Gemara actually understands both in Rosh Hashanah and Avodah Zarah that there's a separate theme that the Torah is putting forward in the first half of the pasuk, and that speaks to the power of art and limitations on artwork even outside of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara has a list of several different subjects that a Jew is not supposed to create. One of those is astronomical objects, the sun, the moon, and the stars. That's why it appears in Rosh Hashanah, because the Mishnah speaks about Rabbi Gamliel's lunar gallery, a whole series of pictures that he would show to people who came to give Eidus Bakiddush HaChodesh. Did it look like this? Did it look like that? So in that context, the Gemara begins to discuss the rules of what you can and cannot draw in terms of pictures of the moon. The most common subject that's limited, the Gemara tells us, is the human figure. Suras Adam is Asr. As a matter of fact, that Sefer HaChinuch, in this week's parasha, understands that the primary Yisur is not to make Suras Adam. Sefer HaChinuch explains, when you talk about a Kaddish, human being created B'Tzelem Elokim, says it has nothing to do with our bodies. Our Kaddish Baruch Hu has no body. Sefer HaChinuch stresses that in truth, Tzelem, when you say the Kaddish Baruch Hu created human beings, but Tzelem Elokim, that refers to our Seichel, that refers perhaps to our Neshama. The Yisur against making a physical Tzuras Adam perhaps speaks to that concern of not beginning to draw a connection between human beings in any physical form that one might erroneously attach to Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Pizchei Tshuva in Yeredei tells a story that's historically interesting, politically bizarre, and halachically relevant. And that's the story of a community in Western Europe where there was apparently some discussion about who would take over the Rabbanus of the town. And the one faction decided to mint coins. They struck coins with the face of their candidate for rabbi, and that was the promo, I guess, to push their candidate. There must be a lot of layers to that story, but the Pizchei Tshuva focuses on is only the halachic layer, which is, are you allowed to strike coins with the raised face of a person, be he a rabbinical candidate or otherwise? Because the Rosh is quoted as saying that this Isser of a Tzuras Adam or Tzuras Shemesh Ulevana is only if it's a tzura shalema, only if it's a complete figure. So the question is, how about the coin only had a bust, it was raised, but it only had the face and neck, didn't have the entire body. So that's a debate, whether you need to have a fully formed face as well as arms and legs, or either one is enough. And it looks like, being that's a suffix on the east for the Raisa, I think most posts can assume that we would be machmir. Either way is a problem. Either a bust with a fully formed features, or a head, more of a blank head, but together with hands and feet, either one is a problem. One difference between the Isser of Tzuras Adam, the Isser of Tzuras Shemesh V'Yareach, the Poskim write, the Machlokas Rishon, and we Poskim, that Tzuras Adam is only Arthur if it's three-dimensional. But Tzuras Shemesh Olivana is also even if it's two-dimensional. What's the difference? The post can point out, because that's our perception. Obviously, the sun and moon are actually three-dimensional. That's never our perception. Our perception is always just two-dimensional pictures in the sky. But we, Baruch Hashem, in pre-COVID, post-COVID, we interact with people in three dimensions, not just as a two-dimensional picture on a screen. So we don't see a two-dimensional picture of a person as an accurate representation, as a tzura shalema of our perception of people. But we do see a two-dimensional picture of the sun and the moon as an accurate representation of our two-dimensional impression, our two-dimensional perception of the sun, the moon, and the stars. If you're making pictures, it's important, if it's an accurate picture, not an obviously kiddie picture, it's important that pictures of the sun or the moon be cut off in the corner, so that way it's not tzura shalema, but taking pictures and printing pictures of people, which over the course of the next couple of days, we'll all be snapping plenty of photos of people, And it's absolutely mutter to print as many two-dimensional photos of people as you like. If you're planning to do some sculpture, so you should make sure that any sculpture of people is not Itzur Shleimah.